Hello, this is Don Spencer, Santa Rosa County Clerk of Court and Comptroller. The clerk's office requires a leader that knows the entire office and its operations. That is why I'm endorsing Jason English as our next Clerk of Court. Jason has 18 years experience in the court system, 3 as my Chief Deputy Clerk. As I retire, he's the only candidate with the education and experience to successfully operate this office. Please join me on August 20th and elect Jason English as our next Clerk of Court and Comptroller. Thank you.
Paid for and approved by Jason English, Republican, Santa Rosa County Clerk of Court and Comptroller.
Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Well, I'm on my way. I don't know where I'm going. I'm on my way. I'm taking my time, but I don't know where. Goodbye to Rose, the queen of Corona. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard.
Good morning, Pensacola. This is John Hutchinson filling in for Andrew McKay. And that music means it's Friday, and that means it's time for Julio Diaz. Julio is the host of Pensacola Movie Club on Facebook and Let's Go Pensacola at 4 p.m. on Saturday on News Radio. Good morning, Julio.
Hey, good morning, John. How are you?
I'm doing great. You got a great weekend planned?
I hope so.
Good. So what are you watching?
Well, big movie this week is Alien Romulus. It's been some time since the last Alien movie. Some people might not think enough time. We've had a lot of these movies. We haven't had a lot of these good movies. is the overall problem. I'm a big fan of the Alien franchise, and I think most people that are big fans of the Alien franchise are really big fans of the first two movies, the original Alien by Ridley Scott from, I think, 1979,
I still have nightmares about the first one.
Yeah, I think that's how long we've been making these movies. And then, of course, the sequel by James Cameron that came out in the early 80s, which is an all-time great film as well. And then there's been, there were two others, and then there were two Alien versus Predators, and then Ridley Scott came back and made Prometheus, which didn't even have Alien in the title, but was an Alien prequel, and then Alien Covenant, which was not that great.
Yeah.
And now we've got Alien Romulus, which apparently, according to the reviews, is pretty good. We're getting reviews in the 80% range on Rotten Tomatoes. The early audience reaction is really good, too. So I'm pretty excited about this. This is directed by Fede Alvarez, who may not be a name you know unless you're a big horror fan. If you are a big horror fan, he did the remake of Evil Dead a few years ago, which some people were mixed on. I really liked it. It was a much different film than the original Evil Dead. It really goes its own way, and it's much darker and more grim and has less of the humor elements than the original Evil Dead had. But it's a really well-made and well-directed film. And then another film that came out just a couple of years ago, Don't Breathe, that from a technical standpoint is a really great film. I did not care for it because I didn't like the characters in the film, but that was not anything that had to do with the direction of the technical side of the film. So I think, with the right script, he's a director that I'm excited about. And it looks like he's got it this time. The star of this film is Kaylee Spaney, who, if you don't know her, she is kind of one of the up-and-coming actors of the moment. She was in the film Civil War earlier this year, which I think is still probably the best film of the year. She's fantastic in that. And then she played the title role of Priscilla Presley in Sofia Coppola's Priscilla last year. She's a great, great actress. So I'm looking forward to seeing what she does with this. And like I said, the reviews are excellent.
Have you seen Deadpool and Wolverine?
Oh, yes.
So what do you think?
I love Deadpool and Wolverine. Yeah, I think it's a very fun movie. It is a great culmination of kind of all of the years of the Fox X-Men franchise and some of the other stuff that we've seen in that. And, we talked about this movie at length on Let's Go Pensacola last week. So if you're interested in a spoiler spoiler version of my thoughts on that movie, go on the News Radio website or on any kind of podcast, anywhere you get your podcast, that shows up as a podcast. You can listen to that in detail, and we talk about some of the cameos and some of the history that's involved there. And I had a lot of fun with it. I'm a nerd for those kinds of movies in general.
Yeah.
But just getting to see some characters that you did not expect to see, and really just kind of a love letter to roughly 25 years of filmmaking, going back to the original X-Men in 2000.
Action figures, superheroes, and comedy. I mean, all wrapped up in one. I love the Deadpool comedy. I mean, it was the first time I saw it. It was very unexpected, and the more you watch it, you go, "Wow, this guy is really funny," and while he's beating people up and saving the world. So I think it's a great combination of things in those two movies. So that's great. So, how about It Ends With Us?
Well, yeah, that came out last week. So that's, Ryan Reynolds is Deadpool. His wife is Blake Lively. She's the star of this one. There's some interesting controversy going on about this one because it came out and it was a big hit. And it seems to, have been finding audiences. It's an adaptation of a Colleen Hoover novel, who is one of the big, more popular novelists right now.
Right.
And it's a film about... A woman in an abusive relationship and her choosing between two guys, et cetera, et cetera. Yeah. Not a comedy, really, more of a romantic drama.
Yeah.
But the director and star and the guy who had adapted it, there's been some controversy about him to the point where he has now hired crisis PR. Apparently did not get along well with Blake Lively and some of the rest of the cast, and there's some some whispers that the act maybe he was a little bit too method with his acting or something.
Yeah.
I don't know, but that he was a bit of an abusive director. So it's interesting to see how that's being juggled.
Yeah. Well,
you got this big big hit movie and same time.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Julio. Great insight. Julio, of course, is the host of Pensacola Movie Club. And tomorrow at 4 o'clock on News Radio, he'll be here with Let's Go Pensacola. Always great to talk to you, Julio. Thanks for your insight. We're going to throw it back to John Pickens.
That's right. Two accidents to let you know about right now. One on Fairfield. The first is Fairfield and Lillian. The second is Fairfield and 63rd. So if your travels take you to Lillian Highway, just... find an alternate route because there are some roadblocks associated with it as they clean up the mess. We're going to head over to Kevin, who's live at the Cat Country Cares for Kids Radiothon. Kevin, what's up?
Thanks, John. It's Kevin out at Studer Family Children's Hospital. A big, big day today. This happens once a year. And with me is Will Condon, the president of the hospital. You've been in this you've been in your role for about a year?
That's right. In the new Pensacola market role a year, had the privilege of being the president of Studer Family Children's Hospital the prior five.
You are not new to this area at all.
I am not. Actually, born and raised at, born in this hospital, raised in Pensacola, is truly home to me.
Can you speak to how important this day is?
It's so important. Honestly, we cannot run this children's hospital without philanthropy and the community support. And they've done a great job supporting us for 55 years. And I know today is going to be another great one.
And I also want you to speak to the spirit of the hospital. Every time I'm here, every time I speak to anybody that has anything to do with this hospital, there's a certain spirit and people carry that with them.
Absolutely. We pride ourselves on culture. It takes a special person to care for children. And we've got a really great team here, specifically our NICU, what we're raising funds for today, to where when families aren't here, they can have camera eyes on their baby, little reassurance, lowers the stress level. Hopefully we can raise the funds and get that service going.
Appropriately named Angel Eye.
That's correct.
Yeah, and then we need over 70 of these?
We have 72 NICU rooms, average daily census of about 55, mm-hmm. care for over 1,000 babies a year. It's going to be a great service.
Can't imagine. I've never had a child in NICU, but I can imagine what it's like to be able to have that constant contact with them.
Yeah, I mean, some of these babies born are the size of a Coke can, and they'll be us from 6 months to a year sometimes, depending on how sick they are. So this service is going to be awesome.
We're here all day, but don't wait to make your donation. We would appreciate it. Every little bit helps. If you can be a monthly donor, that would be fantastic. Anything you can do, please do that. Text CATKIDS to 51555 or 416KIDS. Will, it's going to be a long day, but it's going to be a good day.
Yes, sir. Thank you all for being here.
So I know sometimes people think, like, I'll just sell the home myself or I'll just buy it myself and they don't want to use a realtor. I understand, okay? But let me give you some thoughts about why maybe it's useful to go to a realtor, especially one as great as Christina Leavenworth, okay? Obviously, you know that she sells a lot of homes, 175 homes last year. You hear me talking about her all the time. When the market was hot, and it was very easy to sell homes, she could help you by getting the best possible deal as quickly as possible. When the market is slow, more like it is now, when people are uncertain about interest rates or when they're not sure what's going to happen with that market or the economy or the election or anything else, or, you know, what affects the price of the home? Is it change of station for the military? Are we in season or not for that? What about for, you know, school, things like that? And even understanding, like, what could happen near that home, behind that home, or even with a new home, you might think, why would I use a realtor for that? Because they can get the builder to buy down your points, for example, and work with you because builders are motivated. The point is, having a realtor gets you the best of all possible outcomes. And Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty are phenomenal. 723-9158, or look her up online, Christina Leavenworth.
Just in time for the summer season, Piedmore Imports has new Volkswagens being delivered daily with cool savings on their most popular models. Drive the family-sized 2024 Atlas or Atlas Cross Sport with 0.9% APR for 60 months. Or take $3,500 in customer cash. The mid-sized Tiguan available now with 1.9% APR for 60 months or $2,500 in customer cash. And the sporty Taos crossover with the same 1.9% APR or $2,000 in customer cash. Plus, the four-door Jetta sedan with amazing fuel economy, performance, and style has $2,000 in customer cash or an APR rate of 2.9 for 60 months. This Volkswagen lineup will take you through summer with cooler savings than before at Piedmore Imports. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Piedmore Imports, 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Special APR rate for qualifying credit through PCI. See dealer for details.
When you were 18, you spent your spring break in Cancun. The party was legendary, and you speak of it often, even though you don't remember half of it. The geeky kid who sat across from you in math class stayed home, practicing calculus. You made fun of her. A lot. That is, until last year, when you owed the IRS a lot of money and called the certified public accountants at Benakis & Associates. And she answered the phone. Who's laughing now? The number crunchers at Benakis & Associates live and breathe accounting and tax preparation. It's practically in their DNA. When you need to know what the heck a Form 656-PPV is, call Benakis & Associates. When you need a QuickBooks Pro advisor, call Benakis & Associates. When you need someone who practices long division for fun, call Benakis & Associates. Now in the historic district on 120 South Alkanes and online at flacpas.com. Benakis & Associates. Leave the numbers to the experts.
Carissa Bergosh is running for school board to make sure our children are not harassed or bullied. A lifelong teacher and educator, Carissa knows the number one issue affecting education is a lack of discipline. When the Florida governor appointed Carissa to the Escambia County School Board during an emergency vacancy years ago, Carissa ensured that bullying and fighting were not tolerated, and our schools were much better. Choose proven leadership. Choose Carissa Bergosh for school board on August 20th.
I'm Carissa Bergosh, running for school board District 4, and I approve this message.
Wade Men's Health exists for guys who get it done. Let's talk, fellas. You solve problems all day at work. You fix your sink when it's broken. But when it comes to ED and low T, it doesn't get done. We get it. You hate going to the doctor, but you're the guy that fixes things. At Wade Men's Health, there's nothing to fear and no reason to delay. We've been destroying bedroom boredom for years. Our friendly, discreet team of urologists and providers will take the time to listen. So if you haven't fixed this, call us. When the pills fail, call us. If you feel like you've tried everything, call us. Here, there's hope, from the conventional to the next level. Imagine finally taking care of this with no surgery. Imagine going from feeling gray to living life in vibrant color. It's time to be confident. Join the thousands of guys who have found success after walking through our doors. Will you be one of them? Dial 850-266-7020 or go to WaveMensHealth.com to schedule a $99 male performance consultation, including blood work. Do it for you. Do it for her. WaveMensHealth.com. Book your appointment now.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Bray. We love doing what we do, and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Bray Jewelers.
Hi, neighbors. I'm Colton Wright, your current Santa Rosa County Commissioner for District 5. Thank you for allowing me to serve you for the past 4 years. Public safety has always been my first priority, and I've made sure our sheriff's deputies have the pay and equipment they deserve. I've worked hard to improve our roads and infrastructure, improve our parks, supported Whiting Field, and I brought new jobs to our area. I'll continue to use common sense and build strong relationships that benefit all of Santa Rosa County. Please re-elect me, Colton Wright, on August 20th.
Paid for and approved by Colton Wright for Santa Rosa County Commissioner, District 5.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknight 7 to 10, before WEAR TV News, on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I'm waking up to ash and dust. I wipe my brow and I sweat my rust. I'm breathing in the chemicals.
Good morning, Pensacola. I'm John Hutchinson, filling in for Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. We've got a lot of good stuff coming up, but first let's go to David Wayne with the headlines.
10 service members were injured after a training accident in Nevada. Police say that happened last night at Fallon Naval Air Station. Two Navy helicopters flew the injured service members to a hospital in Reno, Nevada. Hospital officials have not announced their conditions as of yet today. Los Angeles Chargers coach Jim Harbaugh says Colin Kaepernick will not be returning to the NFL at least this year as either a player or in a coaching position. Harbaugh coached Kaepernick back when they were with the San Francisco 49ers. Kaepernick hasn't played in the NFL since 2016. And, well, here's some scary information. The Social Security information of every American may be compromised. Reports say hackers stole the information from National Public Data. They tried to sell it, but then decided to post it online for free. The group claims they have 3 billion records of personal data from North America and the UK. I think at this point we're all driving around like that guy. You remember the guy who used to put his social security number on the side of the truck?
That's right, yes.
I think we're all just doing that at this point. Yeah.
Thank you, Dave. Now let's go to John with traffic on the fives.
We've got a couple accidents to let you know about right now. We've got on Fairfield Drive. First one's Fairfield and Lillian. Second is Fairfield and 63rd. Those are in the closing stages of it, but we're still seeing some delays on Lillian Highway. This traffic report brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Call them today for all your commercial and premium landscaping needs. I'm John Pickens.
Thank you, John. We're going to have the wrap coming up here in just a few minutes. Before that, I want to talk a minute about UWF Football Fan Day. It's going to be Thursday, August 22nd, 6 p.m. at Penn Air Field. That's out at the university, the new football stadium out there. You get to see the team, get some game tickets, and join the Argo Athletic Club. I encourage you to do that. They need your support. Their first game is September 5th. That's a Thursday. It's a home game. They play 10 games this year. 6 of them are at home. So you have no reason not to go out and watch an Argo game, support the team. The first game is against McKendree. I'm not familiar with who that is, but the other teams they've played in years past, and they're picked pretty high in the standards and in the polls this year. So good chance to support the Argos. Go Argos. And that's UWF Football Fan Day Thursday, August 22nd at 6 p.m. All right, we're going to go to a break now. Thanks for joining us this morning. I'm John Hutchinson, filling in for Andrew McKay.
I'm Gianna Gelosi. Today, Vice President Kamala Harris heads to North Carolina for her first policy speech since announcing her run for president, focusing on the economy.
Per the New York Times, the economic plan she'll release today will be, quote, relatively light on details. One of the details we do know, Harris is set to announce a proposal to impose a federal ban on price gouging on food and groceries.
Fox's Madeline Rivera, former President Trump, slammed the idea at a news conference yesterday.
She's running on the Maduro plan. We call it the Maduro plan, like something straight out of Venezuela or the Soviet Union.
All eyes are on Qatar.
That's where the U.S., Egypt, and Qatar are working on a ceasefire deal, the release of the remaining 115 hostages, and preventing a regional war. With an Israeli delegation physically there, President Biden downplayed Hamas's absence.
Fox's Jeff Paul. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It's 8:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. Right now we've got sunshine. It is 83 degrees this morning in Pensacola. A second man has been indicted for the drive-by shooting that killed an elderly woman on Aris Boulevard earlier this summer. 19-year-old Terrence Gross Jr. is now facing first-degree premeditated murder and other charges. 19-year-old Jacaris Etheridge was indicted last month on the same charges. Following the shooting back in June, Gross Jr., Etheridge, and Trevion Moten all ran from police and ended up jumping from the Highway 90 bridge. Moten died from injuries sustained in the fall. Etheridge was captured that night. Gross Jr. had been on the run. He was captured days after the incident in Texas. Gross Jr. is set to appear in court for an arraignment today. He now remains in the Escambia County Jail with no bond. Well, as interest rates level out, the home buying process faces a new rule. Starting tomorrow, home buyers will be asked to enter into an agreement with their real estate agent before they view a property. National Association of Realtors Board of Director Jeff Levine says that new rule makes it easier to negotiate fees with their own agent or possibly use no agent at all.
And it also is giving more transparency to the transaction and who is paying the fees and what fees are being paid within the transaction.
The new rule is a result of a transparency settlement with the Department of Justice requiring agents to discuss the commission up front. Pensacola High School Assistant Principal Sean Roby's been suspended from his job. This is pending an investigation into his arrest this week on a video voyeurism charge. The 55-year-old was in court yesterday. His bond was set at $15,000. The alleged victim says she was only 17 when it all happened.
Your Honor, I'd just like you to know that this has greatly impacted my physical and mental health. I don't feel safe around him.
Roby was arrested on Wednesday. Video voyeurism is the act of secretly recording somebody in a state of being undressed, generally for sexual gratification. If convicted, Roby could face up to 5 years in prison. He does remain in the Escambia County Jail. The CDC now warning of a multi-state salmonella outbreak that has apparently been linked to Florida-grown cucumbers. The outbreak has affected over 440 people across 31 states, leading to 125 hospitalizations, but no reported deaths. The CDC believes the actual number of people affected may have even been higher, as many recovered without medical care and weren't tested. The CDC has assured the public there's no ongoing risk. They say the cucumber growing and harvesting season for the farms is over, and there's no product from them left on the market. Two Florida growers have been identified as the likely sources for those contaminated cucumbers. And improvements in store for a historic Florida ballpark in Volusia County. A groundbreaking ceremony held yesterday in Daytona Beach at the Jackie Robinson Ballpark. That's the home of the Daytona Tortugas. They're going to be undergoing about $30 million worth of renovations. The park named for Jackie Robinson because he played there in 1946. That was before he broke the Major League Baseball color barrier 1 year later. That's the oldest ballpark still being used in the minor leagues. 8:35 now at News Radio. John Pickens with our traffic on the fives.
That's right. Brought to you by Knox Pest Control. Their family serving your family since 1929. For information on a free pest or termite quote, just visit knoxpest.com. Knox knocks them out. Well, if you're traveling on Lillian Highway right now, we've got three accidents. Two of them are causing you some delays. Fairfield and Lillian Highway, that's the first one. And then the second one is North 65th and Fairfield Drive. So just be aware of that. Those are all in the cleaning stages, but seeing some delays, maybe about a 20-minute delay with that. Other than that, traffic's looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
There will be a small chance of an afternoon shower today, 30% chance overall. High near 92 degrees, low overnight near 77. As you go to Saturday, 30% chance of rain, high near 92. Saturday night, temperatures dropping near 78. Keeping that 30% chance of rain on Sunday with a high near 92. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. Sunny and 85 in Pensacola, 83 in Gulf Breeze, and it's 82 right now in Milton. Your money now. Markets down at the opening bell today. The Dow's down 25 points at 45.37. The S&P down just over 10 points at 55.32. The NASDAQ down 44 points right now at 17.550. 10-year bond rate down just slightly at 3.89%. Gold prices up 34.90 this morning at 25.27.30. Silver prices up 6 cents at 28.35. Bitcoin up just under 1,600 today at 58,689.40. Looks like the rest of the crypto market is up as well today. New vehicle prices fell 1% in July compared to a year ago. According to the Consumer Price Index data released this week, the average price of a new car sold in July was $48,400, down from an all-time high of $49,900 in December of 2022. The average price of a used vehicle, just over $27,000. Trader Joe's recalling 653,000 scented candles.
The company says the flame on its mango tangerine candles can spread to the wax and cause a larger flame. The candles were sold in June. According to Trader Joe's, it's received several reports of minor burns and minor property damage. I'm Michael Kastner.
Thank you very much, Michael. And Vice President Kamala Harris planning to unveil her economic policy in a speech in Raleigh, North Carolina later today. It'll be her first policy-centered speech since she entered the race for the White House following President Biden's decision to drop out. The Harris campaign says she'll be outlining a plan to lower costs for middle-class families and take on corporate price gouging. And, of course, as we've been reporting today, a big data breach means all American Social Security numbers could potentially be compromised. Reports say hackers stole data from National Public Data. They tried to sell the data, ended up posting it online for free. The group claims to have nearly 3 billion records of personal data from North America and the UK. If your data is compromised, experts say the best course of action is to freeze your credit files. 8:38, our next news at 9 and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
It's that time of year again, hurricane season. News Radio 92.3 provides informative, local, and dependable coverage to make sure you're informed of any major storms coming to our area. Before a storm, we keep you informed of the storm's track, where food and gas shortages occur, and where you can get sandbags. During the storm, we stay on the air to let you know where the storm is headed, where power outages occur, road closures, and other storm warnings. Then after the storm, we get you the information to help you recover from the storm and help your neighbors. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable hurricane headquarters.
Experience matters.
Buck Mitchell.
Which candidate is a strong conservative with 35 years business experience in Escambia County?
Buck Mitchell.
Which candidate has over 30 years of community involvement, including being president of the Navy League?
Buck Mitchell.
Which candidate is endorsed by the last four mayors of Pensacola and the Fraternal Order of Police?
That would be Buck Mitchell.
So remember, in the Republican primary, Escambia County District 4, to vote for the most experienced candidate that the leaders of our community endorse. Buck Mitchell.
I'm Buck Mitchell, and I approve this message.
When you buy a Subaru, you're buying more than a vehicle. You're buying safety for your family, an investment that will hold its value, and something that will last a long, long time. In a few words, you're buying trust. According to Consumer Reports, Subaru has been ranked the 2023 best mainstream automotive brand, and the Subaru Outback has been named the 2024 recommended model. For a limited time, you can celebrate them both with special offers during the Subaru Lot to Love event, now through September 3rd. Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. There's certainly a lot to love about a Subaru. Safety, reliability, and owner satisfaction. And we invite you to stop by Anderson Subaru to discover what automotive experts and Subaru owners all know. It's easy to love a Subaru from Anderson Subaru. Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Learn more at Subaru.com/CR. Consumer Reports does not endorse products or services.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
I'm Dr. Karen Barber, Santa Rosa Superintendent of Schools. Under my leadership, we have expanded our honors, advanced placement, and dual enrollment classes, started a middle school sports program, middle and high school orchestra program, girls beach volleyball program, and Santa Rosa is now a Space Florida Space Academy school district. Let's continue to expand the opportunities for our students. On August 20th, vote to re-elect Dr. Karen Barber for Santa Rosa Superintendent of Schools.
Political advertisement paid for and approved by Dr. Karen Barber, Santa Rosa Superintendent of Schools.
The recent global outage had many businesses scrambling to recover. I'm Nathan with Data Revolution, and this is your cybersecurity tip of the month. The single program made millions of business and government systems inoperable. As an owner, you and your IT team should have a plan in place for when trouble strikes. Businesses on the Gulf Coast trust Data Revolution for their cybersecurity and communications needs. Visit datarevs.com for more information.
My grandfather taught me, if you give a small man a little bit of power, you have a big problem. Well, District 1 Escambia County, you have a big problem. District 1 has a commissioner who helped authorize a retirement plan for other commissioners that was outrageously expensive and stopped by a lawsuit. It is time to get decisions out of back rooms. It's time for a change. Vote Steve Stroberger on August 20th.
Paid political advertisement by Steve Stroberger, Republican for County Commissioner, District 1.
I said a hip hop, the hip hop, you don't stop.
Rap. I will definitely call you back later then.
Come on, wrap it up.
Big sharp enough.
Okay, you know what? Wrap up the circle thing. Come on.
Mr. Parker, wrap it up, please.
Okay.
Okay, everybody, that's a wrap.
Wrap it up. I'm taking.
Good morning, Pensacola. I'm John Hutchinson, filling in for Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. And this is The Wrap. This is where we invite some members of the community in, just have a discussion about different things that are going on. Nothing formal. We'll just see where the conversation goes. But I am really pleased today. We've got two former mayors of Pensacola in the studio with us today. We've got Jerry Maygarden. Jerry served on the Pensacola City Council. He was mayor from 1991 to 94, our 55th mayor. And then Jerry served in the Florida House from 1994 to 2002. He's a Navy veteran. So, Jerry, we're glad to have you here this morning. Welcome.
It's good to be here. Thanks for the invitation.
And we got Grover Robinson. Grover served as a county commissioner from 2006 to 2018, and then as mayor from 2018 to 22. He's our 63rd mayor. So now Grover's VP of Government and Community Affairs at Pensacola State College, not PJC. Jerry, Grover and I have something in common with your name, Jerry Maygarden Drive. We both exercise on Jerry Maygarden Drive, so we see your name all the time. But welcome, gentlemen. I'm so glad to have two former mayors, all Pensacola folks here, and look forward to this discussion.
Johnny, good to see you. Absolutely. That's what I was going to say. Usually I see you on your bike, on Jerry Maygarden.
On my bike, sweating and puffing and huffing and puffing. So let's just start here. Have you downloaded the parking app?
No.
I did, and it was a struggle.
It was?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Had a rough time with it. Of course, I'm not very technically savvy, but.
Yeah. You know. So what do you think about it?
You know, I have too many memories. I remember back in the days when the malls came into existence at the very time the city decided to put up parking meters and charge for parking. And it basically ran a lot of people out of downtown. Yeah. So I kind of worry about that thing a little bit, but we'll see.
And Grover, you've not downloaded it?
You know, whenever we generally take my wife's car down there, and she has it, and she does all the stuff, so I let her do all that. But anyways, you know, there are two different things. I will say part of it is you want to vibrate. Jerry, I remember when we didn't have to worry about parking places downtown in the, you know,
there
the
were 80s no cars.
And early 90s. Yeah, because nobody was down there. They started coming down in the 90s. It started coming back in the 2000s. It's a good problem to have now. That we have people that want to park there. But, golly, in the 80s, you couldn't get anybody to go downtown.
Of course, yeah. I'm getting to be a bit long in the tooth, Grover, but I can remember the 50s and 60s when you couldn't find a parking place downtown.
Yeah.
So it runs in cycles.
It does. You know, I was a little hesitant at first to engage in it, but I downloaded the app, and I've used it, and it is very, very simple. And we'll talk more about that, but we're going to go to – speaking of parking, we're going to go to – John Pickens with Traffic on the Fives.
That's right. We still got that one accident that happened on North Fairfield Drive and Lillian Highway. Again, it's in the closing stages. Just seeing about a 10-minute delay associated with that. Other than that, traffic's good. I'm John Pickens with your Traffic on the Fives.
Thank you, John. Conservative Republican Walker Wilson, Escambia County's next generation of conservative leadership. Wilson is a fiscal conservative who will cut taxes to give hardworking families and seniors on fixed incomes relief from rising prices and make life more affordable. Wilson will invest in infrastructure projects to ease traffic congestion and upgrade our aging stormwater systems to protect our neighborhoods from flood risks. Walker Wilson will fully fund the Sheriff's Department to keep us safe, work to give the sheriff the power to enforce our immigration laws, and push to recover the millions of taxpayer dollars spent on benefits to illegal aliens. Walker Wilson has deep roots here and shares our North Florida small-town conservative values. Vote for conservative Republican Walker Wilson for Escambia County Commission, Escambia County's next generation of conservative leadership.
Paid by Walker Wilson, Republican for Escambia County Commissioner.
Flashlights, check. Camp stove, check. Canned goods, check. Ice chests, check.
Say, what you doing there, neighbor? Going camping?
Not exactly, but it is hurricane season. We've already had a few power outages just with thunderstorms, so I'm getting prepared.
I see. Getting ready for a little indoor camping.
Yeah, you know how it is.
Actually, I don't. We have natural gas from Pensacola Energy at our house, so when the power is out, we still cook up a storm and take hot showers. And since we added the whole house generator, we just keep on like nothing happened.
Must be nice.
It is. Pensacola Energy made it really easy, and we got some great rebates.
How can I get in on that?
Forget indoor camping and get comfortable with natural gas. To learn more about earning up to $3,000 in rebates, call Pensacola Energy at 850-436-5050 or visit PensacolaEnergy.com. We keep on.
My name is Rich Holsnick, and I'm a candidate for Escambia County School Board District 4. I'm running for our children to protect their innocence and to get back to educational basics without indoctrination. We also need to retain good teachers. I'm a Naval Academy grad, a 28-year combat vet, and Desert Storm Task Group commander and pilot. Children are our hope and future. I will defend them as I did our nation. Vote Rich in the August 20 primary.
Paid by Rich Holsnack, candidate for Escambia County School Board, District 4.
Are you ready to kickstart your career or make a change in your current career? George Stone Technical College offers short-term, hands-on programs that equip you with industry-recognized certifications in fields that offer jobs right here in Pensacola or abroad. George Stone Technical College offers 25 different career programs and can provide you with a career in a year. George Stone offers financial aid and has grant opportunities for all students right now. To learn about all the programs, costs, and schedules, visit georgestonecollege.edu.
It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's. Join us today at 9:30 with me, Eldon Scott, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing prizes, and hear from community leaders and how Sunny's Barbecue has built a strong Pensacola for 40 years. Pep Talk with Eldon Scott, spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Remember to tell Sunny that Eldon sent you.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
I'm Sam Parker. I was born and raised in Santa Rosa County, and now I'm raising my children here. I voted for lower taxes, new roads with sidewalks and better intersections, protections for our natural resources, more playgrounds, and pay raises for our first responders. Faith, family, and freedom are my core values. Please vote for me, Sam Parker, so I can keep working for Santa Rosa County.
Paid and approved by Sam Parker for Santa Rosa County Commissioner, District 1, Republican.
Good morning, Pensacola. I'm John Hutchinson, and this is The Wrap. We've got Grover Robinson, Jerry Maygard, and two former Pensacola mayors. And John's pointing at me. And we're just having a general discussion about what's going on in the community. We talked earlier about the parking app, and Grover said his wife handles that. Jerry said he hadn't downloaded it yet. I was skeptical about it at first, but I did download it, and I did use it, and it was surprisingly easy. I mean, it really was. The app knows where your car is. It sees where it is, and it's already got all your information in there about how to pay for it. And so you can give them your money really fast and really efficiently. So it was not that complicated once you had the app download. I know there's some other complications. I know that's a big issue with people, but I've lived other places where there's you do have to pay for parking. I can still find free parking downtown. So I don't know. Some people are just making more of an issue of it than they need to, but we had something and now we don't. And I get that that's a concern for folks. Y'all agree?
Well, John, I think the good news is having a vibrant downtown. I think that's what we said during the break. You know, we tried to create some free parking spaces down there on Spring Street and up on Palafox. It may not be as convenient, but you could find places to park that were free. But you might have to walk a little bit. But, I mean, I think that convenience comes with paying. But I think the good news is people want to go downtown. I think that's whatever else happens with what you have to pay to go down there, people want to go downtown, and that's a good thing.
Yeah. We're coming up on festival season. That's what I call this time of year. There's a seafood festival. There's a Gulf Coast Arts Festival. There's this festival, that festival. So as former mayors, what's your favorite festival? What are ones you go to every year, if you do?
I'm a big fan of Gulf Coast Arts Festival.
Yeah.
Go every year. Plan our year around it.
Yeah.
We really enjoy it. But we try to make all of them. There's usually good food associated with the festivals. You always get to see your friends and family attending those things. So I'm a big fan of festivals, and I think they're good for downtown.
Yeah, I think obviously Gulf Coast Arts Festival is a good one because the weather's always usually good at that time of year you get into November. But seafood coming up and crawfish, a little bit warmer, but always good. And I think Fiesta does a great job. Even the actual Fiesta celebration in June, I mean, all that's, I think Pensacola really shows itself off.
Yeah, they really do. The Arts Festival is November 1st through 3rd in Seville Square. Seafood Festival is September 27th through 29th. So that's coming up. And I always go to the Crawfish Festival. Of course, I'm from Louisiana, so we've got to get them crawfish. And they do an excellent job with those crawfish. Yeah, they really do. So, okay. So those are the festivals we go to. That's a good thing. You know, the governor, and Jerry, you were in Tallahassee for a while. The governor is very much against this marijuana amendment that's going to be on the ballot. And I was at a car dealership the other day, and somebody in there had been smoking marijuana, and it smells so bad. I don't know if it smells like a skunk. I mean, I don't know any other way to describe it. And somebody in that waiting room had been toking up before breakfast, and everybody got up and left. I mean, the smell was so bad. So I remembered what DeSantis said about stinking up Florida. So what are your thoughts on the marijuana amendment?
I mean, you know, I this has come before. It's happened before here. I think there are two issues that are at hand. One is certainly your own personal position and how you feel about it. I do think one of the challenges is every time it comes up, it's one of those things that has gotten more and more momentum. At the end of the day, I think it's not necessarily where I think Florida should go. It's like there are plenty of places that have gambling. I don't think that's right for Florida for a variety of reasons of what we have going on. So there are other states that have marijuana. I'm not sure from a business standpoint that it's going to work for Florida, but you know what happens is how people vote.
Do you think it'll pass?
You know, it's hard to say. The good news is making it more than just a 50-50 vote makes it harder to get some of these amendments passed. But you know, the challenge is certainly it has seemed to gain more steam as it has gone every time. So you know, I don't know.
It's got a lot of money behind it, and a lot of the growers are putting a lot of money behind it. So, Jerry, your thoughts?
Well, mine are very similar. You know, on a personal level, I really don't care much for that sort of trafficking in our state.
Yeah.
I think we're kind of behind the curve. Once it was proved for medicinal purposes, it's kind of hard to think that it's going to be precluded on recreational purposes. I think we've got to have some good laws in place. I mean, what's the difference between drinking and driving and smoking and driving? You can have problems in both situations. So, and then there's always the question of the money. Follow the money. How are you going to tax it?
Yeah.
To what degree? And how are you going to use the money? So there are a lot of issues.
I think that's why it's probably going to pass, because just as you said, the amount of money that's in it at some point, and I agree with Jerry that generally every state that started out with medicinal, it's only taken an amount of time until they go recreational. So those are the things that are there. The issue is how you begin to prepare for what happens.
How you regulate it. So we do have an election coming up. And are these the best two candidates we can find for president? I'm not going to ask you to take a side. I'm just going to ask you, is this the best we can do?
It's a $65,000 question. I mean, really.
You know, John, I'll say this much. It's It's unfortunately who we want as the public. And you can say what you want to, and about that. But this is what we are voting for. We say we don't like these things, but then we go and elect the very people who do the things we don't like. I don't know if it's the best or if you ever get the best. It just, you get the cycle of what the public is looking for. And for right now, we like this. This is something we like. It's kind of the housewives of elections. We like this kind of ugliness fighting, and it's become what we as voters, we say we don't want it, but then we turn around, that's what we vote.
Yeah, we get what we deserve, in other words.
The dean of city attorneys for many years was a fellow named Don Caton from right here in Pensacola. Mm-hmm. And Don used to believe that there needed to be a third box on every election. None of the above.
Yeah.
And I said, well, what happens if they get a majority? He says, you throw them all out and start over again. Maybe we need a none of the above, because I think there's a lot of dissatisfaction with politics in general, and specifically the candidates that are in the forefront right now.
Yeah, I think if you looked at favorability polls, both of them are below 50%. Neither one of us want either one of the other ones or ours. So that's kind of a sad state to be in when you're looking at the leader of the free world. But I think it goes in cycles, and we've got new leadership on both parties that's emerging now. And so hopefully we'll get out of this the least likable candidates on both sides and have some realistic choices going forward. I don't know what the cost is. What it's going to cost us to get there.
I do think we've seen an extremism on both sides, but I do think it was somewhat positive in this voting cycle that you saw a lot of those extremists on the Democratic side lose. And I think that's at least maybe these changes in cycles happen. I think if you could get back to more in the middle, that's where the most of us are, but that's unfortunately not what we're electing.
Yeah. Shift gears here a minute. There's been a lot of focus on downtown Pensacola, a lot of great things going on downtown Pensacola. I hear the criticism sometimes, though, that I don't live in downtown Pensacola. I live out in the suburbs, and it seems like all the city's paying attention to is Palafox Street and bars and restaurants and making that look nice, and I can't get a sidewalk on scenic highways. So thoughts about that?
I would say we worked very hard to make sure we put sidewalks. I forget the number of miles of sidewalk we put in just the 4 years I was there. Yeah. None of it was in downtown. It was either on the west side, up on the north side. We put in what we did at Hitzman Park and putting on soccer fields and the other things. We made sure we invested a lot in different areas. It's certainly all the investment that's gone in around the airport. There's more to downtown, and I think the city has done a good job. I think when you look at, certainly Bayview, the new thing that's going on there, what's happened in East Hill, there are a lot of things happening across the city that are happening. We've got more community centers.
They just don't get the publicity that the downtown.
That's what people see, and they see the other part. But it used to be everybody would come to me and say, we have the most. It was like 120-something parks we had. And everybody said, well, we need to have fewer parks. I said, well, which park are you going to take away from? Because that park, you may think there are too many parks, but the park closest to you is your park.
Right.
And I think that's what Pensacola does great. And I think there's nothing wrong with that. I think you got to provide those services.
Grover Robinson, Jerry Maygarden, thank you so much for being with us on The Wrap today. We appreciate your service to the community, and thanks for being here this morning. I'm John Hutchinson, filling in for Andrew McKay, signing off. Thank you for joining us this morning. We appreciate you.